from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, he's a beat writer for The Athletic, Josh Kendall, joining us right now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
I think the most heartbreaking thing, you laid out great scenarios for the Falcons and, five horrible scenarios, worst-case scenarios. And the saddest one, nothing to play for in Week 18. I've seen so many games, being a lifelong Atlantan and covering this team for years and years, those sad final week home games when you have nothing to play for.
Oh, man.
And against the Panthers, who are like
the most depressing stand-in,
like you're filming a Hollywood movie, fake NFL team out there at the moment. Yeah, it's just it would be terrible. But I threw that in there because of exactly what you just said. Is we've seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's been the history of Atlanta football too many years, and a year when you spend $100 to $180 million on a quarterback and you hire a high-profile, higher-energy head coach to think that that year ends like that, you know, it would be too much.
Well, I want to know, Josh, what the headline would be for the worst-case scenario when Arthur Smith comes to town with the Steelers in Week 1, and Arthur Smith never averaged more than 21.5 points a game in his 3 seasons here, and you had the Steelers score 40, and I added on a little juice on top of it, Josh. So you got to give me this headline. What's your headline going to be when the Steelers score 40 and he puts Justin Fields in at the end of the game in a trick play to score the 40th point?
Because you know he would.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
1,000,000% he would do that. That's a good question. I need to workshop that a little bit. Off the top of my head, I can't think about it, but that's another one of those visceral gut things that, as a Falcons fan, I think you can imagine yourself walking out of that building that day thinking, you know, where was that guy for the last 3 years? You know, whether that makes any, you know, whether that's real or not, that's the feeling you'll have in your gut. You know, if the Steelers come in here and their offense looks great and you think that was supposed to be our offense the last 3 years and they're doing it with 2 cast-off quarterbacks, essentially.
Yeah, seriously. All right, Josh, 2 of the best case scenarios you had statistically kind of jump out at me. One of the scenarios was Kirk Cousins throws for 4,500 yards. You also had Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300. I don't personally feel like it's possible for both of those to happen, but in your mind, is there a situation where Bijan goes for, you know, over 1,000 and Kirk Cousins goes for over 4,000?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I don't have the Rams numbers in front of me, but I mean, Kyron Williams went over 1,000 last year, right? Stafford had to be, you know, this offense will put up yards. You can absolutely do that. I think that the bigger threat to Bijan Robinson's yardage total is Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. And that may be a bad thing for Bijan Robinson, but that might be a good thing for the Falcons. I think that the Falcons left last season, their offensive staff left last season feeling like they didn't give Allgeier enough carries. That, you know, Bijan was dynamic and Bijan was kind of the star and Bijan's the guy who ends up in all the social media clips, but that they let that sort of overwhelm, you know, they let that cut into Tyler Algiers' carries too much. And so I'm interested to see how the new staff works that.
How much better is Bryce Young this year in Carolina? Last year was just kind of sad to watch for him, although they did embarrass the Falcons.
We don't know. Dave Canales is the guy who has been hired specifically. I mean, that's essentially his number one, two, three, and four, five job, just to fix Bryce Young. They started by fixing the interior of the offensive line to keep the pressure out of his face and let him see, you know, so he didn't have to stand on his tippy toes anymore. And we'll see. You just don't know. I mean, the first and second year jump is, I think, a real thing. We've seen, you know, people in the state of Georgia have seen Bryce Young. They know he can play quarterback in the right situation, at least collegiately. He's never going to be that guy. I mean, I think we've given up on the idea that Bryce Young is going to be a star, but can he be good? Sure, he can be good, but we won't know until we see what Dave Canales and this offense put together.
All right, Josh, you know, I'm not a big believer in you find great answers in training camp. I'm just not. I think it's too structured and too it's kept to a point where you really can't find those things out, and that's the preseason as well, but I know we're all going to have five things we learned from Falcons training camp in the first week, but what's the number one thing you're looking for when camp opens on Wednesday for those of the media that can attend? What are you looking for? Is it Kirk Cousins? Is it Michael Penix, or is it something on defense?
So I think that one of the things that I have to guard against is getting too deep in the weeds, because I think we all cover this team, you know, around this team and think about this team so much that we can get down in the weeds. But let's pull back, you know, to 30,000 feet. And the biggest question is Kirk Cousins, period. Everything revolves around your new free agent, $100 million quarterback. And there are a lot of things under that umbrella. Number one is the Achilles injury. It's remarkable to me that the surgeries and the medicine and the rehab, et cetera, has gotten to the point where we don't really think about an Achilles tendon rupture anymore. Guy ruptures his Achilles, okay, he'll be back next year, he'll be fine. We don't think about it anymore. Well, for a 35, soon to be 36-year-old guy, it's a significant injury. Everything says he's on track for that. But he hasn't been, you know, in a situation with bodies falling around him since then. So we've got to see that. Kirk Cousins has got to be healthy. I'm also interested to see how the Falcons manage the quarterback reps in the preseason, in training camp, and in the preseason games. You know, they have created a situation where it becomes a question mark. Anything that Michael Penix does is, you know, going to be under the spotlight. How do they manage that? How does Cousins handle that? I expect him to handle it really well, because that's kind of the guy we've seen throughout his career. But the number one thing that the most important thing in training camp is everything that happens around Kirk Cousins.
All right, give me your NFC South power rankings, 1 to 4, best to worst.
You know, I think it's Falcons, Bucks, Saints, Panthers. But, you know, a lot of us have been, me included, have been, you know, trying to knock the Bucks out of that number one spot for a while.
Right.
And, you know, they've won the division three or four years in a row just by being okay. You know, they're just, you know, we can, you know, we're right in 9-8 and we'll win the NFC South. Fine, we'll do that. So the Falcons have now got to prove, I don't think the Saints and the Panthers are any threat to anybody, but the Falcons have got to go prove that they can go out now and beat the Bucks. But on any power rankings, I think they should be above them.
All right, hanging out with Josh Kendall from The Athletic, Falcons beat writer. Josh, one of your best-case scenarios was the defensive stars shine. And you mentioned Jesse Bates. You mentioned A.J. Terrell. You mentioned Grady Jarrett coming off the ACL tear. And started thinking about it. We had this conversation the other day. You didn't get any interceptions from corners last year, and that's still, you know, that's still kind of a spot in this lineup. You look and wonder who's going to kind of fill that. Clark Phillips, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, all those kind of guys. I want to talk about pass rusher, though, because you talk about stars shining and your two leading sack guys from last year no longer on the roster. Who's going to lead this team in sacks? I mean, are we talking about an Arnold Ebikadie, or are we talking about one of the rookies, Lorenzo Carr? I mean, which guy do you think actually jumps up and becomes a star maybe across that defensive line this year?
That's a great question. I think that the best case scenario, and I think the way they probably see it in their head, is they've got a bunch of guys, not, you know, between 6 and 8, and nobody who's at like 12 or 13. I think if there's a 12 or 13, you know, potentially 15 guy on the roster, it's Arnold Ebikadie. I mean, you look at his sack rate, his pressure rate per pass rush snap. It's pretty good. It was pretty good toward the end of last year. I think that Lorenzo Carter is a guy that is a really, you know, we forget how athletic and dynamic this guy was. If you put him in the right position, I think he can be that guy. But I also expect him to do a lot of coverage in this offense. And the defensive line, you know, they're gonna put a lot of those young guys in with Gray and Zach and David and rotate them and put them in different spots and try to scheme up a lot of pass rush. So I think, you know, I think it's just going to have to be by pass rush by committee. If there's a double-digit guy in the mix, it's probably Ebiketie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, you mentioned Zach Harrison, Josh. I think that's I'm really glad you mentioned his name because I feel like sometimes he gets forgotten as how well he played down the stretch. Just what have they talked about expecting out of Zach Harrison in year two? And I say they as in the Falcons coaches and higher ups, you know, front office.
They haven't talked about him much, but I'm with you that I think he could be a surprise player by the end of this season. He's put on weight. It looks like he's put on good weight. He's had to because, you know, if you're going to make him an interior lineman. Anyway, he'll be an end in a three-man front, but he's basically now an interior lineman for the first time in his career, so he's got to adjust to that. But look at his arm length. I mean, he's got some of the longest arms in the NFL. If his technique is good, that can be a huge advantage. The guy, you know, I forget, maybe y'all remember the interception. He was blocking for somebody. Maybe it was Jesse Bates on an interception last year. And he got down the field at 60 or 70 yards at a clip. I mean, this guy is a dynamic, big athlete. So I think that, you know, with the right coaching, he could be a surprise on the defensive line and could be a really good player for a decent amount of years in the league.
All right, Josh, I'm going to steal something from my partner here, Mike Johnson. Fair or foul, Falcons average 30 points a game this year.
Ooh, ooh.
Foul. I mean, let's start with 28. I mean, this is what they averaged last year, 21, 21 and a half. I mean,
no, last year, 18.
Oh, God.
18. Yeah. I mean, that'd be great. Yeah. That's nice to think about now, but no. I mean, I don't see this team almost doubling their point total, no matter the offensive play caller and quarterback, et cetera. So, you know, 28. I think they should be very happy with that.
All right, Falcons beat writer from The Athletic, Josh Kendall. Thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.